There are a number of stories lately about the effect that technology has on our social lives and on our bodies. For some Americans, wireless is not something they're trying to get more of. They're trying to escape from it. Electromagnet hypersensitivity is the name for a range of symptoms, acute headaches, skin burning, chronic pain, that sufferers feel when they're exposed to electromagnetic fields. That's typically created by mobile phones, Wi-Fi, and other electronic equipment. And for some, the only solution is to move to what's called the U.S. Radio Quiet Zone. It's in West Virginia, and no Wi-Fi signal is allowed. Nichols Fox moved to that region. She's an author, former journalist, and she joins us on the landline phone from her home in the U.S. Radio Quiet Zone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you explain what happens to you when you are near a Wi-Fi signal?
For me, it's an increase in pain. Actually, there's a great variation in what people feel within a certain parameter. Headaches, great fatigue. I feel pain. It's affected my nervous system. At least that's what the doctors believe. And there's an enormous fatigue that goes with it. You just can't imagine how tired you feel. It's almost at the molecular level. And for me, it's been going on really for 18 years now.
So have those symptoms gone away since you moved to the U.S. Radio Quiet Zone?
You know, I wish I could say that they had. They did at first, but I seem to have adapted to the region or become more sensitive. So now I'm not as comfortable as I first was when I came here.
So this is Nick. We're speaking with Nichols Fox, author, former journalist, now lives in the U.S. Radio Quiet Zone in West Virginia. And Nichols, wanted to play you this comment from Bob Park. He's a professor of physics at the University of Maryland, and he's talking about the controversy over whether or not this electromagnet hypersensitivity actually exists. Take a listen.
The symptoms that they see are symptoms that require a change in the body's chemistry. And radiation can change the body's chemistry if it's energetic enough. Wi-Fi and microwave radiation isn't even close.
That clip comes to us courtesy of our friends at the BBC. So, Nichols Fox, were you also skeptical when you were first diagnosed with this electromagnet hypersensitivity?
Oh, I was. And I'm self-diagnosed, as most people are. I was very fortunate in having done an article and spoken to Louis Slessen years before, who's an expert in the field of radiofrequency radiation. And so when I began getting these symptoms, I knew who to call. He helped me identify and, in fact, directed me to a website, the Swedish Association for the Electrically Sensitive, and there I realized that those were my symptoms. And with all due respect to, is it Dr. Park? He's quite mistaken. There's a long list of articles and a survey of scientific studies that have been done on this, and they go back 40 years. So, in fact, the U.S. military has known about this and written about it. In 1976, for instance, I'm sitting here with a stack of journal articles in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if the more advanced nations of the West are strict in the enforcement of stringent exposure standards, there could be unfavorable effects on industrial output and military functions. So this exists, it's real, and we've just kept it quiet.
Nichols Fox, author, former journalist, now lives in the U.S. Radio Quiet Zone in West Virginia. Thanks so much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.